G'day, Adam.
Oh, I don't think so, TK. Morning, Laurie.
What about Arkademus? Now, it's got the outside gate for the Doomba Cup, but why don't it just spear across and lead?
Well, just having a look at the race last night, TK. There's not a whole lot of speed engaged in the race, so I think it'd probably just take its time and come across and find the front. The only concern that I had was that 2,000-metre start can be a little bit tricky at Doomba. You know, they have a sort of a shortish run into that turn before they start circling to get into the back straight. So that might be the only concern for him. But apart from that, there's not a lot of speed in the race. I would have thought he found the front and found the front pretty easily. So I know some people are saying that Barrier 17 in a field of 16 plus 2 emergency, so we start 2 from the outside is a bit of a concern, but I don't particularly read it that way. And I think Corey Brown knows the horse so well, he can take his time and find the front. Won't be too many issues at all. And speaking of Corey, guys, I don't know if you saw yesterday, he copped a little fine from the stewards, $400 for leaving the track at Warwick Farm yesterday after his first ride, to go and get his car washed, of all things. He took off from Warwick Farm and didn't get the permission from stewards when he got his car washed at the car wash down the road and came back in time for his ride later in the day and got fined by stewards.
Oh, well, that can happen. That can happen. I'll tell you.
You make Michelle wash your car at home, don't you?
No, I make the kids. James McDonald chalked up his 100th victory.
How did he win that race yesterday, Laurie?
Oh, he was gone.
Gone, and your tip was the thing. You tipped Vega,
exactly.
Didn't you?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I was in the QTK with 60 to go, and sure enough, I'm sure Vega probably heard that I tipped him on the program yesterday and thought, I'm not supposed to win, so I'll lay down and get beaten on the last 25 metres or so. But, enormous achievement for James. We spoke about it yesterday, guys. He's the first jockey in 12 years in Sydney to ride 100 Metropolitan winners. It's a massive feat, and there's still 2.5 months left of the season, so God knows where he could end up if he keeps going. He could end up with 120, 130, something like that. So I think that horse probably won more due to James than anything else yesterday. He just carried him over the line, didn't he?
Yeah, it was an aggressive fight back. There's no doubt about that. It was a good effort. And isn't it funny how these stories sort of work out? That's a year to the day he came back. How does that work?
Well, the one thing I will say about James TK is that he's so much more mature, I fancy, to come back from his ban. He used to be, obviously, an extremely talented rider. He used to be fairly shy, but now he just seems to be speaking so much more maturely. He seems more grounded, just more aware of where he is in life. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, or biggest benefit that's happened to him from this time on the sidelines. He just got his head right, and you can see now he's just riding on top of his game. And wherever he wants to go and ride in the world, he'll be a success.
Yeah, he's a very, very good jockey. Zuzot Style, returning this weekend?
Yeah, potentially the race of the weekend, I think, Laurie, this week. The JRA played up there at Doomba. He's a horse that's had some pretty big raps on him for a while now. He's 5 from 5 with Tony Gollan, and we know what Tony thinks of him. He's sort of labelled him as probably the most exciting horse he's potentially ever trained. And he missed that run at the Gold Coast a few weeks ago, if you remember, guys. He was entered for the Gold Coast Guineas. They had a bit of rain throughout the day, and the track was downgraded, and Tony played the safety first option and withdrew him from the Gold Coast Guineas. He's sort of been waiting and waiting for the right time. It looks like it's going to be the JRA plate this weekend. It's essentially the market's got a match race between Zoo Style and Plagestone from the Godolphin Stable. They're two highly promising three-year-olds. Where they end up after this weekend, I'm not too sure. I think Tony still might have some outside ambitions of trying to get Zoo Style into the Stradbroke. But, really looking forward to this race on the weekend at Doomba.
Yeah, that was the end of the world as far as the weather was concerned. That Lifeless Ordinary was super impressive that day in now going forward to the Doomba Cup. But, one was a heavy track and was very, very good, that Lifeless Ordinary that day.
Yeah, and he's going to give Arkademus a real run for his money as well as Youngstar in that Doomba Cup on the weekend. So, the weather, no concerns for Lifeless Ordinary. But, just looking forward to seeing how Zoo Style comes back to the track.
Yeah. Where's Scarlet Dream going to be running next, mate?
Yeah, she's going to be running in the Roses this weekend, Laurie, at Doomba, and it's a traditional Oaks lead-up. But Futures punters take note. Mark Newnham is giving some serious thought to running her against the boys in the Queensland Derby rather than taking on the Queensland Oaks at her next start. Now, probably a couple of reasons for that. The Derby doesn't look like a very strong crop this year up there in Queensland. I'd say the boys are a little bit thin on the ground. But also, the Oaks are going to be running at Doomba over 2,200 metres rather than the 1.5 miles across the road at Eagle Farm. And we know what Scarlet Dream did here in Sydney. She pushed very elegant all the way in that Australian Oaks. And he probably thinks that the 1.5 miles were going to suit a little bit better on a bigger track. So we'll wait and see what decision Mark comes up with after the weekend, provided she comes through the run okay. But he's giving every indication at this stage that he might be more inclined to lean towards the Derby rather than the Queensland Oaks.
Very impressive last start, though, Scarlet Dream.
Very, very good. And taking on the Billy boys. I think the staying girls, are a bit better than the staying boys currently in that three-year-old division as well. Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, boys. We'll speak in the morning.